There's a lot of reasons, though, other than laundering money, that people across the world are putting money into United States residential property. It is seen basically as a safe harbor that the United States, notwithstanding all the evidence that has accrued in the last week in the presidential race, is a more stable political environment than in many places in the world, and that the dollar holds value better than many currencies in the world. And so there are an awful lot of folks with capital around the world who are putting their money into real estate in the United States, many of them by buying condos in New York and Miami, and I guess houses in San Antonio. They're not all crooks by any means, but the feds want to know who they are. Obviously, they will find a way to do this without the reporting within about 6 months, and this will become moot. But for right now, that's the rule. Next, definition of waters of the United States. Last time we were together in this small group, I reported that the Corps of Engineers had put out a definition of waters of the United States, and that there were various litigation going to be filed over it. Well, that happened. There were at least three dozen lawsuits filed around the country. They've all been consolidated in the Sixth Circuit now under the case that I've cited. We have no idea of what the timing is going to be of the Sixth Circuit dealing with the with that rule. The challenges are procedural, that the ADA, the APA, Administrative Procedures Act was not complied with, and substantive, that the definition goes beyond the statutory power of the EPA and the Corps of Engineers to do. I have no idea. We do need a definition, but it's possible that a bright line definition is simply not possible given the number of different ways that different people have identified wetlands, which is what we're really dealing with here, in the past.